Each other. One second. Like each other. this is a cover.
Leaving twos, except for you and me. We just came to use. And if you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing? What are you doing hanging out with me? Why do you tell me things that are clearly untrue? If you be straight with me, I'll be straighter with you. And if you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing hanging out with me?
I haven't been wanting to do anything for a long time, so whatever you got right now will probably soon be fine.
If you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing hanging out with me?
I haven't been wanting to do anything for a long time, so whatever you got right now will probably soon be fine.
If you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing hanging out with me?
Thank you. Wow, so so much to say, so much to say. Number one, just as I started stomping now, I was thinking about the fish and how hard it must be to live between the walls of this living room and that bedroom as a fish. I mean, they say even like a little tapping, like, on the window just like kills them. But those guys are tough. You can tell they're troopers, because there's been a lot of rock and roll in here and they are just still just swimming around there just like nothing's going on. Or maybe they're like rocking too, you know. It's hard to tell from back here. Also, this is Carl Fest. And the person responsible for putting that on is Jeff Woods. I'm sure that in saying that, I think Jeff Woods would also like me to probably say thank you to his roommates for, I don't know what they've done, but I mean, they've certainly put up with a lot of people in their house for the whole weekend, and I assume like Jeff's been like sending them like on all sorts of errands for the weekend, making sure that this like kind of came together. But I was really impressed when I saw like the lineup of all the bands. I was really impressed when I saw that I got to play with the people that I got to play with this evening, and I think this is pretty friggin' cool. And so I think a lot of people here do as well. And so like if you're looking for some shows to go to in the future, maybe you should check out trepid.org. And if anyone like was checking out that packing tape person in like the pirate room, that freaky thing back there, that at one point back in November was made as like a tribute to like the first show that was ever played in this house. And the first show was with like myself and Chris Yang, which was the first tour we were ever on. which is totally cool. Because we're totally on tour again right now. Because Chris is releasing, he's just finished another album with 20 songs. And ridiculous. Everything is ridiculous. And yeah, and so this packing tape thing, like just this past November, not a year and a half ago, was an exact replica of Chris Yang. Before he left, Chris had to sit there and like get all taped up. No, he didn't do that. But I mean, the glasses, everything. And so I walked in here for like the 1 year anniversary of like this whole shit. And this packing tape guy was like sitting right here. And it looked exactly like Chris Yang, has glasses on, everything. And I almost peed myself. So Jeff was like, oh, you have to leave your peed pants. And so we can put them on the thing. So my peed pants are back there too. But the peed pants might be an exaggeration. Disclaimer.
Still,
this evening, they awoke to the thud of my foot tapping gently to the rhythm of the cups. Sitting in for the ashtrays and picking up butts. By the light of a candle burning, drowning in its own blood. This is a song that I wrote for my pa, and bunch of jokers out there, eh? No, I'm sorry, man. I don't know, like, everyone's going through their own shit, and, you know, he's dealing with some of his, and I meant like metaphorical shit, like not like actual logs. But I think it's, you know, something that I think it's a song that can kind of in some ways be interpreted by different people for different hard situations. Yeah. Played a show in Own Sound the other night, which is where I kind of grew up around. Definitely not from Own Sound, make that clear. From friggin' Dare, Ontario. But Chris and I ended up going, made it back to my parents' place by like 11 o'clock. I was just assuming that they'd be in bed, kind of having a big day or whatever, and get back there, and Chris and I are a little hungry, so we put on some food, and before you know it, like, oh man, beers were out. The liquor was out, the guitars were out, mom and dad were singing songs, Chris was singing songs, and the night ended with me and dad arguing about country bands while Chris was passing out on the couch, and mom had already gone to bed about an hour ago, so that was the thing, that was like 4 a.m. or something like that. But anyway, so that's my dad.
So in dogged, it's gonna
not like you've been well
prepared for this.
Despite all the jobs that you've had, it's not like the lessons you're learning could ever draw on the lessons that you've learned from your past. The wars waged against you are ongoing, but one day we know this one will end. It's just hard knowing from the beginning that no matter your master, it's a war you won't win. So who's got the gospel for a man in these shoes? He'll need 10 million choirs here to break down these blues. You gotta break down these blues. You gotta break down these blues. So who's got the bottle of mercy? Yeah, who's got the water that warms? A few drops in a downpour go unnoticed. Let's mister it in the yard, put away this dog. Let's mister it in the yard and put away this storm.
Thank you. All right, I just have a few songs left here. One is the Rambo theme song, and then one's that opening track from Back to the Future, the original.
Rambo, 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 Rambo. I got big guns, I can shoot anybody because my guns, they are so big. Rambo, 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 Bo, Rambo, Bo, Rambo, Rambo, Bo, Bo, Rambo, 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 Bo, Bo. Rambo, Rambo, Rambo.
Oh, dearie.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, geez, see? All right, here's some more. This song's called Whatever.
For all the foes that I found, figure it's my time to pack up all my luggage and move across the land and get reacquainted with the dirt. So
So you can toss me in a hole in the ground, or whatever, you can light me on fire, or throw me in the river, just don't prop me in some coffin so some preacher can deliver some uninspired words from the book. And if I die, don't call no preacher. And if I die, I won't call one either. You're leaving these words in all of the mouths of all of the people. People who can speak for themselves and are much better suited on this particular day to say a few words about an old friend in their particular way.
So this is the last song that I'm going to play.
some of the ways you used to laugh for God. Circuitry burning, smoke leaves your head as it drive off the bombed and bombarded. Most of your thoughts seep through your fingers. Dropped in the ocean, clenching your fists won't prevent drowning. The few times I see you, something has died that wasn't dead. Wish I were there more. You don't notice change that you're around for. La, 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 la.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly. Just give us a few seconds to change up, and Chris Yang is up next.